We are now going to hear from the chair of the scholarship committee. She's also the secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And to introduce our scholarship class, Shannon Cook.
We can dare to make a star. Together we can change the world. What if we spoke with one voice, knowing that we have a choice? Together we can change the world. Can't do it by myself, so I'm asking for your help. Together we can
All right, I want to ask all of the scholarship recipients to come up to the stage. That would be Andrew, Casey, Matthew. Come on down or up. While they're coming up to the stage, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who is here that has contributed and those that are not here who have contributed to the scholarship program. Every year, we're never quite sure what we will end up with. And for those of you who read the positive note, you know, we were concerned earlier, not too long ago, but it looks like we have more money this year than we've ever had in the time I've been doing this. As we have done in recent years, we ask for applications to be submitted. The scholarship committee reviews those and we select the top three candidates. They come to convention and they don't know what order they were selected until the banquet. And the money that we have that has come in, we divide up based on a formula that the scholarship committee has decided on. So, without further ado, I'm going to ask in no particular order, I'll identify each person. First, I'm going to ask Matthew Duffel Hoffman if he will step forward, tell a little bit about his background with the Federation and what his educational journey has been and what he hopes it to be.
Hello, everyone. It's Matthew Duffel Hoffman. I started with the Federation when I was maybe 13 at a STEM program, so science, technology, engineering, and math program at Jernigan Institute in Baltimore. And then I started attending national conventions and eventually state conventions. And now here I am as a state scholarship winner. And in school, I am at the University of South Carolina Honors College, where I have getting a electrical engineering degree and a minor in computer science. And my vocational goal is to work with autonomous vehicles and making them accessible to everyone.
Steve and I are on the short list to test those autonomous vehicles too. Matthew did not mention he was a national scholarship winner last year. That is awesome. It was last year, but we still applaud. So Matthew is, he's been in the Federation about 8 years. Casey has been in the Federation a lot longer. I'm not sure exactly how long, but I think she and I came in around the same time, give or take a few years. So Casey Rose, you're going to be next.
Hi, I'm Casey Rose. As Shannon mentioned, I have been in the Federation for a few years. I joined whenever I was 17, graduating high school in Darlington, South Carolina, and came to USC to go to school for the first go-round. During school I had married and we decided to have our first child, so that kind of put my education on hold for a few years, and I was a stay-at-home mom and did homeschooling and all that kind of great stuff. And through some adventures with our esteemed Madam Baser, Mademoiselle, she asked me if I wanted to be a part of Successful Transitions. And through working with the students there, I recognized I was missing some stuff. Not that I didn't have the ability to do it, but I needed some skills that I wanted to add to my toolbox to be able to encourage and guide these young people as they're transitioning into the workforce or college or whatever their area was. And so I took that dreaded graduate exam and did fairly well and got in. And so I am pursuing my master's at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine's Rehabilitation and Counseling Program. So this will be my last year in graduate school, thank goodness. Raising a family and working and going to school is, among other life challenges, has been definitely interesting, but it's definitely taught me a few things along the way. But also in this journey, I have decided to not just do some basic stuff. Of course, I had to go and add some things. And one of those is that I am working towards getting my graduate certification in play therapy. And I'm super excited about that because South Carolina does not have a huge play therapy platform. We have about 30 play therapists in South Carolina. So it is an area that I am looking forward to getting into, but it also kind of goes back to my original vocational goal. Back in the day, I wanted to be a child psychologist. And so once I started understanding what psychologist meant versus counselor and therapist, I was like, wait a minute, we need to back up a little bit now that I'm a little educated. And but now I am actually going into where my heart has been for so many years, even though I was derailed and life had a different journey for me. But I'm super excited about finishing up and being able to reach those goals and that kind of thing. So thank you.
Casey also recently got engaged, and her fiance, John, he's here, and he's very supportive. We see him at chapter meetings with her, so he's just fit right in with our crazy Federation family for sure. All right, and then our third finalist has been in the Federation about 8 months. This is Andrew Adams. He did not dip his toe in the Federation. He submerged himself. I do not think since he started that there has been a Zoom call, a game night, any event that I have been on that he has not been there as well. He has taken an active role, not just showing up, but he has contributed. He has volunteered to take on roles, so I've been very impressed with Andrew. Plus, he's going into he'll tell you about his field, but all right, here's Andrew Adams.
I feel real special. Thank you. I'm Andrew Adams. Like Shannon said, I started in December of 2020. My career goals are a rehabilitation counselor. I'm gonna be attending Limestone University. I'm a transfer student. I started off at Billings Technical College in early childhood education. It kind of didn't work out. I started losing my vision. And so I went to the commission and I met some great people. And I saw some things I didn't like. So that's what kind of made me change my career goals of being a rehabilitation counselor. That's it.
He's so shy. He just says a little bit. But I think we've got a fantastic group of students. It's just a very broad range of experiences and things that each person brings to the table and to the Federation, most importantly. So I think this has been a very well-rounded group, and I think we're honored to have them as our three finalists, and stay tuned for the banquet. We can see what they get, Johnny.
I still have fundraiser tickets if y'all want to buy some. Just to let y'all know.
See?